I am from the Church of Human Hands, the hands that tightened the lug bolts on rotated tires, the hands that picked the hen of the woods and not death caps I buy to make wild mushroom soup, the hundreds of steady hands clasping steering wheels on a highway, the hands of Lucille Clifton, Emily Dickinson, and Kay Ryan, the hands of the surgeon who replaced my worn knee bones with titanium, the hands of the man unearthing and fixing the water pipe to the house, the hands of the engineer who designed the bridge I drive over every day, and the hands of the ones who built it, the hands of the pharmacist who counts out the right pills, the hands of the assembly worker who attached my brakes, the hands of lighthouse keepers, beacons in the fog and darkness, the hands of my sisters who make beautiful things, the hands that pick up the injured, move them to safety, the hands of the women who forge paths through the uncharted, the hand that holds a flaming torch on the edge of a country, the hands that cooked the red Thai curry I ate last night, the hands of my father, strong, warm, and kind, the hands that planted daffodils, peonies, and blue irises I see each spring, the hands that met me out of the womb, the hands of the woman who cuts my hair, the hands of Georgia O'Keeffe, Mary Cassatt, and Picasso, the hands of the rescuers after an avalanche, the hand of the man in the ambulance who said, "We've got you." The hands of my mother making me clothes, sweaters, and chicken cordon bleu. The hands of my students raised and ready to speak. The hands of my children, so small at first. The hands of you, how grateful I am. I have faith in what hands do. Picture this scene in the Church of Human Hands. Our cupped hands holding holy water, and maybe we hand out handouts, and hands down, everyone gets a hand or lends a hand. Hand over hand, we rise, do our jobs, hold hands or clap our hands, pressed together, our best, close at hand.